Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of British American Tobacco, ticker BTI, one of the giants in the tobacco industry. I know a lot of you are curious about this stock, especially with its high dividend yield and evolving business model. So let's break it all down, financials, valuation, performance, and more, to see if this is a stock worth adding to your portfolio. Stick around, and don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe for more in-depth stock analyses. All right, let's kick things off with a quick overview of what we're covering today. British American Tobacco is a name most of you probably recognize, but we're not just scratching the surface here. We'll look at their business model, dive into their latest revenue and earnings numbers, analyze their financial health, and even run through a valuation to see if the stock is priced right. Plus, we'll check out their recent stock performance and wrap it up with a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. My goal is to give you a full picture so you can make an informed decision. Let's get started. So, who exactly is British American Tobacco? Founded in 1902 and headquartered in London, BTI is a global powerhouse in the tobacco and nicotine product space. They operate across the Americas, Europe, Asia Pacific, the Middle East, and Africa, offering everything from traditional cigarettes to newer smokeless products like vapes and oral nicotine pouches. Their portfolio includes iconic brands like Dunhill, Lucky Strike, and Rothmans, alongside newer categories under their Vuse and Velo lines. With nearly 49,000 employees worldwide, they're a major player in the consumer defensive sector, specifically in the tobacco industry. What's interesting is how they're pivoting toward non-combustible products to adapt to changing consumer preferences and regulations. But as we'll see, this transition comes with its own set of challenges. Let's talk numbers now, starting with revenue. For the full year 2022, the latest detailed breakdown we have, BTI generated £27.655 billion in total revenue. Breaking that down by product category, the lion's share, about £23.3 billion, came from combustibles, which are traditional cigarettes. That's no surprise given their legacy business. Traditional oral products, like chewing tobacco, contributed £1.29 billion, while the others category, which likely includes some of their newer offerings, brought in £522 million. Geographically, almost all of their revenue, £27.427 billion, came from foreign markets outside the UK, showing how truly global their operations are. What stands out to me is that while combustibles still dominate, the company is pushing hard into smokeless products, and recent reports suggest this segment is growing faster than expected. For 2025, their revenue hit £25.61 billion, a slight dip from previous years, but with a currency-neutral growth of 2.1%, showing some resilience. Moving on to earnings, let's look at how BTI has been performing on the bottom line. For 2025, they reported an adjusted EPS of 3.51 cents, up 3.4% from the prior year, which is a solid result. Net income for the year came in at £7.764 billion, a significant jump from £3.068 billion in 2024, when they faced some headwinds. If we look back a bit further, 2023 was a rough year with a net loss of £14.367 billion due to some one-off impairments, but they've clearly bounced back. Adjusted operating profit for 2025 was £11.57 billion, slightly above market expectations of £11.45 billion, showing they're managing costs well despite a challenging environment. What's encouraging here is the growth in their new category segment, like vapes and oral nicotine, which is starting to contribute meaningfully to profitability. This tells me management is executing on their pivot away from traditional tobacco, even if it's a slow grind. Now, let's dive into some insights from their latest earnings call for full year 2025. Management highlighted a 2.1% group revenue growth on a constant currency basis, which is a decent result given currency fluctuations. They emphasized the strength in their smokeless product categories, with significant growth in both volume and revenue there. They also talked about their focus on operational efficiencies, targeting £2 billion in savings by 2030 through initiatives like AI-driven productivity. On the flip side, they acknowledged challenges in the US market, where regulatory pressures and illicit trade are eating into combustible volumes. They're also keeping an eye on currency headwinds for 2026, but remain confident in delivering 3-5% revenue growth and 5-8% adjusted EPS growth. I think this shows a realistic outlook. Management isn't sugarcoating the risks, but they're also doubling down on innovation to drive future growth. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Starting with the income statement, BTI's gross profit for 2025 was £21.384 billion on revenue of £25.61 billion, which gives them a gross profit margin of over 61%. Pretty impressive for their industry. Their EBITDA for the year was £12.122 billion, showing strong operational cash generation. On the balance sheet, total assets stood at £109.29 billion as of the end of 2025, down from £118.899 billion in 2024, reflecting some asset write-downs or divestitures. Total liabilities were £61.145 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.75, which isn't overly concerning, but worth monitoring. Cash and equivalents were at £3.827 billion, a bit lower than the £5.297 billion in 2024, but still a decent buffer. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was £6.342 billion, down significantly from £10.125 billion in 2024, a 37% drop that raises some eyebrows, especially since they're paying out a hefty dividend. Free cash flow, though, was still positive at £5.791 billion, so they're covering their bases for now. Return on equity is a solid 16.3%, and return on invested capital is 8.1%, both indicating they're using capital effectively. Overall, the financials show strength in profitability, but some cracks in cash flow trends that investors should keep an eye on. Now let's talk valuation. Is BTI a bargain or overpriced? At the current price of around $62.10, the stock trades at a trailing PE ratio of about 12.85, which is below the industry average of 23.98 for tobacco companies. That suggests it might be undervalued relative to peers. The price-to-sales ratio is 3.87, which is reasonable given their revenue base. Looking forward, the forward PE for 2026 is estimated at 12.93, dropping to 11.12 by 2028, indicating analysts expect steady earnings growth. Their dividend yield is also a juicy 5.26%, which is a big draw for income investors. Enterprise value is around £131 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 4.4%, the stock looks like it's generating decent cash relative to its market cap. Comparing this to the sector, where consumer defensive stocks often trade at higher multiples, BTI seems like a value play. But we have to factor in the risks of declining cigarette volumes and regulatory pressures that could cap upside. My take? It's priced attractively for what it offers, especially with that dividend, but it's not a screaming buy without considering the headwinds. Let's break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for BTI to get a clearer picture. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a big plus. 2025 results came in at the top end of guidance, with growth in adjusted EPS and operating profit. Their pivot to smokeless products is gaining traction, and they're a leader in that space with brands like Vuse. They've also got a robust free cash flow profile, which supports their dividend and share buybacks, like the £1.3 billion program for 2026. On the weaknesses side, their reliance on combustibles is still a drag. Volumes are declining, especially in the U.S., where illicit trade is a growing issue. Operating cash flow took a hit in 2025, which could strain dividend sustainability if the trend continues. For opportunities, the growth in non-combustible categories is huge, demand for vapes and oral nicotine is rising, and BTI is well positioned to capitalize. Cost-saving initiatives, including AI-driven efficiencies, could also boost margins. But threats loom large. Regulatory crackdowns globally could limit product categories or marketing, and currency fluctuations are a persistent risk given their international exposure. Plus, competition in the smokeless space is heating up. So while BTI has a strong foundation, they're navigating a tricky landscape. Let's take a look at how BTI's stock has been performing recently. Over the past week, the stock is up 4.16%, and over the last month, it's gained 10.23%. Zooming out, the three-month performance shows a 13.39% increase, while the six-month return is a bit softer at 5.2%. Over the past year, though, BTI has been on fire, with a 61.04% gain, and over 5 years, it's up 69.29%. That's a solid run, especially compared to the broader consumer defensive sector, which is up just 4.92% over the past year. Looking at the chart, the stock seems to be in a strong uptrend, breaking through key resistance levels recently. If you're considering a short-term move, there's momentum here, but I'd watch for overbought signals given the sharp run-up. Long-term, the trend looks positive, but volatility in the sector could lead to pullbacks. Their beta of 0.059 suggests it's less volatile than the market, which is a plus for risk-averse investors. So what's the final verdict on British American Tobacco? Wrapping it all up, BTI offers a compelling mix of value and income with a low PE ratio and a high dividend yield of over 5%. Their push into smokeless products is a smart move for future growth, and recent earnings show they're executing well on that front. However, declining cigarette volumes, regulatory risks, and a dip in operating cash flow are red flags that can't be ignored. For income-focused investors, this stock could be a great fit, especially if you believe in their transition story. But if you're looking for aggressive growth, the headwinds might temper your enthusiasm. I'd rate it a cautious buy for dividend seekers, with a close eye on cash flow trends and regulatory developments. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on BTI? Drop your thoughts in the comments below and let me know which stock you want me to analyze next. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on future content. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.